Have you heard from the fluter of the town of Ballymuck? Times were growing hard with him, in fact the man was broke. He just sent out a notice to the neighbors one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them, if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for bettering in the floor. With the toot and the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, up and in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety to fill the fluted ball? There was Mr. Dennis Dougherty, who kept the running dog, little crooked Patty from the Terralucket Bog, boys from every barony and girls from every art, the beautiful Miss Brady in a private ass and cart. Along with them came the bouncing Mrs. Cafferty, little